The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Glory, 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 glory. You are worthy, 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 you are worthy. We glorify your name this morning. We exalt you, we uplift you, Lord. We say, Lord, you are God, you are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Unto him alone be all the glory, be all the honor. Unto him alone all the adoration. Kipale, Boto, Rafa, Shaka, Ilepepe, Ito, Sabara, Kabua, Sekebe, Mantelebo, Karabu, Sekebale. Beloved, God has given us new life to live in a new day. God has given us new life to live in a new day. A new life to live in a new day. Let's just bless the name of the Lord. Let's just thank the Lord right now. We celebrate you, Lord, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. The name of the Lord be exalted and be uplifted.
Glory, glory, glory to your holy name. Father, for working over life through the night, for sending your angels of God, for covering us with the blood. Blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us from the life, for delivering us from the hands of our enemies. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the gift of life, for the gift of a brand new day, for a gift of Father, Lord, a brand new life in a brand new day.
We thank you, 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 we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We exalt you and uplift you. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to gather under your feet. Thank you for what you have for us. Thank you, Lord, for what you are coming to do.
A brand new day.
A brand new
day.
A brand new life in a brand new day.
We are grateful. We are grateful.
Father, we are grateful. And it is marvelous.
We celebrate you. We celebrate you.
We honor you.
There is no God. There is no God beside you. There is no God,
yes,
there is none.
Lord.
There is none. Lord, there is none. None. There is none. There is none. There is none.
There is no God like our God. There is no God like Jehovah. 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 We thank you, Father. We celebrate your holy name and appreciate you for all the love that you have shown to us. Father, thank you for your protection and your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and love. We celebrate you this morning. We celebrate you for your faithfulness and love. Father, for your mercy and kindness, we say thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name.
We bless your name. We exalt you, O Lord. We uplift you. We honor you, O Lord. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King, O Lord.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor.
We
give you all the adoration.
We worship you, O Lord.
We bow before you. We appreciate you, Lord. We glorify you, O Lord.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We declare that we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We magnify you and adore you, Lord. We adore you in our hearts. We adore you, O Lord, in our deeds, in our actions. We thank you, Father. We celebrate you this morning. We are redeemed
Father,
by the blood.
You. Father, we exalt you. Father, we uplift you. We glorify your name. Lord, we say you are God. Lord, we say you are King. Lord, we say you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy to be adored. Unto you alone be all the glory. Thank you, Father, this morning for giving us a brand new life to live in a brand new day. We thank you. I thank you for everyone that is online. Blessed, 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 blessed are thou for the life of every soul that is online. Father, I thank you for this word that you just dropped into my spirit.
Amen.
That everyone that is alive is your responsibility. Everyone that is alive today is your responsibility. Lord, what a word. I owe you an offering for this, Lord. Father, we enter into your presence by the blood of Jesus Christ. And in the power of the Holy Spirit. Come and lead us and direct
Amen.
Us. Let the blood wash and cleanse our atmosphere and environment and our hearts. Thank you, Father, we pray. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome each and every one of us to Resurrection Power for Today, or simply Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician Boja Worldwide and his team. Once again, I welcome you to this special program. Jesus said, each day has its own trouble. And if Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 says that we should put on the whole armor of God so that we'll be able to stand in the evil day, in the evil day, in the evil day. There is a day called the evil day. In fact, the Lord was giving me a message about the evil day. The evil day. Some of the delays in our lives are preparing us for the evil day. Everybody will experience the evil day. Yes, so we have to put on the whole armor of God. So day has different meanings. It means 24 hours or a period of time. And that is why this program, the Lord has finally settled us with the name Power for Today. Power for Today. Today is our day. Yesterday is gone. We cannot do anything about it. Tomorrow has not yet come. Tomorrow belongs to the Lord. And so once again, if you are here for the first time, we say you are most welcome to Power for Today. I want to begin by just saying what the Holy Spirit just dropped into my spirit when I was praying right now. The Lord says that each person that is alive is his responsibility. Each person alive is his responsibility. Do you know what that means? You are God's responsibility. Hey, somebody should write it down. Say, I am God's responsibility. It means that everything about you concerns God. Hey, what a beginning of the day. It means everything about you concerns God. God is beginning today and this week by telling us that every living person is his responsibility. In the first place, who gave you life to live? Who gave you life to live? Yes. Let me just, please give me some minute to, I won't have to record this thing myself. I'm telling you, these words are not just ordinary words. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for today. Yes. Yes. Today is the fifth day of June 2023, and it is also our 157th day of the year 2023. 157th day of the year 2023. And our theme is commanding fruitfulness. Commanding fruitfulness, productivity, results, greater works. Commanding fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works. And I just began with a word that the Holy Spirit dropped into my spirit. Whilst I was just praying, I just got it. That every living person today, each day, every living person is God's responsibility. He didn't even say Christian. Every living person is God's responsibility. Why? Because he gave you life to live. Why did he give you life to live? Why did he give you life to live? He gave you life to live because he can take care of you. He gave you life to live because he has not finished with you. He gave you life to live because he has an assignment for you. Even the wicked, what about the witches? Why are they alive? He still gave witches and wizards life to live for two reasons. For two reasons. One, to give them time to repent, if possible. To give them time to repent, if possible. Two, to continue to use them as a tool to afflict their own. To afflict their own. And after that, they are judged. To afflict their own. And after that, they are judged. So if you are wicked, if you are wicked, when you see the wicked, witches and wizards, when you see the armed robber, when you see those who kill murderers, when you see that they are still alive, like Paul, who was Saul, murdering the church around, yes, taking letters, murdering Christian, yes, instigating the murdering of Stephen, yes, throw the stone here, hit the head, look, he's not dying, hit the neck, hit the mouth, yes, hit this one, that was what Saul was doing. Why didn't God strike him? Why didn't Stephen? Why didn't the Holy Spirit? Let me add the word, because I tell you, because it's not his idea. Why didn't the Holy Spirit? It's only the Holy Spirit that resisted Stephen from cursing Saul. And do you know who resisted Jesus from cursing those on the cross, those who were nailing him? Instead, he said, "Father, forgive them." Is the Holy Spirit who? Is the Holy Spirit that resisted? Because if he has cursed, his mission would have failed. Because that was why he came. So the same Holy Spirit resisted Stephen not to curse. Sometimes when things happen and then you are just there, you are resisted not to say anything. It's the Holy Spirit who, he knows why. But you know that God still gave the wicked and the murderer Saul some time to live because God knew who he was. Saul was hot, was not a covenant enemy. Saul was a blinded enemy. Saul was a casual enemy. A blinded enemy, not a covenant enemy. And so you see what happened on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, when Jesus had an encounter with him. Today, that Saul is called Paul. Today, all the 27 books in the New Testament, Paul alone wrote 13 of them, the Revelations. So you see, sometimes God allowed the wicked even to live because he knows that they are just tools in the hands of the devil, so that he gives them time to do what? To repent. And he allows them to live also, yes, those who are covenant, so that he will use them as judgment against one another. If God wants to judge some people, who does he use? He used their kind. He used their own kind. Yes. But you and I, let this word be an encouragement to everyone that is alive today. Why are you alive? You are God's responsibility. Say, I am God's responsibility.
I am God's responsibility.
Say, my living today, is God's responsibility. He gave me life to live.
Give me life to live.
Because he can take care of me.
Because he can take care of
Because he can take care of my affairs.
Take care of my affairs.
Because he wants to lead me and guide
because
me.
Because he wants to lead me and guide
even
me.
Even in my challenges.
Even in my challenges.
He wants to manifest
he
himself.
He wants to manifest
he
himself.
He wants to show himself strong.
He wants to show himself strong.
That is why.
That is why.
He has given me life to
live. He has given me life to live.
Beloved, seek for this. That my very life is God's responsibility. I am not the one to think of what to eat. I am not the one to think of how to overcome this challenge. All I need to do is to tell God. All I need is to tell God. All I need is to say, God, please, this is it. Can you help me? Not that can you help. Please help me. Father, we thank you for what a beginning. Commanding fruitfulness. You see, I was surprised. You see, one thing I've come to realize that we don't give the reading of the Bible time. Especially those of us who have reading plan. We rush. We read. There is something I saw that I've been reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation since 1991. There is something I am seeing right now that my eyes have not come on it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 to 22. And especially verse 22. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 to 22. And especially verse 22. It says, and God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth, across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their beds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Now listen to verse 22. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water and the seas and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. Now, go to Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number or multiply. Let's just end there. Genesis chapter 9, verse number 1. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. So you saw that. I thought, I've preached this before. I thought it was Adam that God first said, be fruitful and multiply. But look at what he said to the sea animals. So even animals, God commanded them, be fruitful and multiply. And if the early creation, like the elements of creation, like the sea, were commanded to be fruitful, just as man commanded to be fruitful, and the sea has been fruitful, the ground has been fruitful, every element that God created, it is functioning by the word of God. Then you, child of God, why are you not fruitful? Why are you not functioning? You, child of God, why are you not functioning? Why are you not being fruitful? Why are you not functioning? Why are you not functioning? Why are you not being fruitful? Why are you not functioning? Why? Do you know why? Like I've said to you, the elements of creation don't have a will. They do not have a will. And I know there are theologians online In fact, when somebody called me, a professor called me, another bishop, about two bishops, they called me. I was shocked. I was shocked that such people follow us. So now I'm careful. That's why I am being refined. First, I was very, very rough. But now I am being very careful because I've realized that I need to be careful. Yes, I have to be polite. I have to be diplomatic a little bit. You know, somebody will say, but God said be fruitful. Just be fruitful. Why are we commanding fruitfulness? Why are we commanding fruitfulness? God is using this program to answer many of our issues. When you read, before I come to the real answer, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 10, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. This about salvation. But not only salvation. It is giving us a principle here. You believe in your heart. Your belief in your heart is what qualifies you. Justified. But you don't only need to be qualified. For that thing to manifest, you need to confess with your mouth. This mouth was not only given to us to eat. The first thing that the mouth was given to us to do is what? To create creativity. What did God use to say, let there be light? What did he use? Is it his ear? Did God use his ear to say, did his ear speak and say, let there be light? Where did God speak from? His mouth. His mouth. Let there be light. So the first reason why God gave us the mouth is for creativity. To speak, to command things. Yes, to say to this mountain, speak to this situation, speak to this condition. That is why we are commanding. Number two reason why, even though God said be fruitful, and we don't have to be to sit down. God said be fruitful. We don't have to sit down. Do you know the reason why? Why is it that in Genesis 1:11, when God commanded the ground to produce vegetation, the ground has never ceased producing vegetation? When God says, sun, give light during the day, moon and stars, you should also rule in the night. Has the sun ever ceased giving light in the day? Has the moon and stars, have they ever ceased? We just read about the sea and its creatures. Have the sea ceased producing those creatures? Why is man not productive? Do you know the reason why? All the elements of creation, they don't have a will. God did not create them with a will. He created them like robots. Yes, they don't have a will. In fact, the will of God is their will. What God said they should be is what they are. But you, man, you are the only image. You are the only being that God created with a will, like him, because we are carrying his image. Please, when you get this, look, this program is transforming you. It's making you into a better person, I'm telling you. It's to build you. God said, build me an army. Is to change your perception. These are very, very important keys that can change your life, I'm telling you. That can change your mind about life. And the moment your mind about life is changed, the moment you get these things, I am telling you, begin to enjoy Christianity. Because results will begin to come. Productivity will begin to happen. fruitfulness will begin to happen. Amen. You are the only one that God has given a will. So do you know what that means? Don't just sit down and say, God has, it is written. God has prophesied. The word has come. He doesn't know whether you want it or not. Why did God say, ask? And what? It shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock. So are you saying that God doesn't know our needs? Even the Bible said that he knows before we even pray. When he knows before we even, why do we have to pray? Because he has given us a will. Look, God will not just get up and do things. So, no. The only thing that he will do without you is that you slept, like he just said. You are his responsibility. He sent his angels to keep watch over you during the night. He gave you life to wake up. He has commanded the sun to shine by day, the moon and the stars by night. He has given you the earth on which to walk. That one, he doesn't need you. He has given you vegetation. He has given you a hand. He has given you a mouth. He has given you eyes. He has given you a body. He has given you legs. I know some of you are driving right now. Yes, you are accelerating. You are pressing the brake. You are putting in the gear. Or if it's automatic, the car is just going. You are controlling the speed with your leg and with your hand. That is what he has given to you. What else? But the rest, he doesn't know whether you need them. He does not know whether you need them. I was shocked. I took somebody to the bush some time ago to pray for the person for Holy Spirit baptism. The person said, I don't need it. I don't need the Holy Spirit baptism. The first time I heard this in my life, I don't need the Holy Spirit baptism. Meanwhile, the person is a Christian. I know now the person needs the Holy Spirit baptism. Because the person was saying that, I've tried. You know why you haven't received it. Yes, you know why. Because it is a gift free. God doesn't just resist us. But it is something in us that we need to check. So you see, you think God knows that you need food. You think he knows that you need a husband. He doesn't know whether you need a husband. He doesn't know. That is why he said, ask. That is why with our mouth, our heart, we believe that he can't. And with our mouth, we confess, we command, we speak, we pray. The moon and the stars, the sun, the earth, it doesn't need prayer to be faithful. It is like robot. Do you know that angels are also like robot? This week, Wednesday, I will show you a script. Angels are also like what? Robot. They don't have a will. No, they can't decide for themselves. The will of God is their will. Yes, the will of God is their will. Only as you and I, Kofi Ama online, you and I, we have been created in the image of God and given a will to choose or not to choose, a will to accept or not to accept. That is why when you read Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. You see the Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. 20:20. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. 19. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. Have you seen it there? If you are willing, are you willing? Are you obedient? Let's look at what is written in Job chapter 36, verse 11 and 12. Job 36, verse 11 and 12. Job 36, verse 11 and 12. If they obey and serve him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment. 12. But if they do not listen, they will perish by the sword and die without knowledge. Are you seeing? Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes.
Fine. So you have been given a will. And because of your will, that is why we pray. That is why we command. So it is not only to Adam that God said be fruitful. No. We have seen that he spoke to the sea. And since then, the sea has never stopped. What's the meaning of being fruitful? It means your life must produce result. Fruitfulness simply means productivity. Fruitfulness simply means your life is making an impact, effect, a positive impact, an effect. Like when you are passing, you see a mango tree in the bush with mangoes in it. You are hungry. You pluck and you eat. So that mango tree has produced an effect in your life. It has impacted. It has given you life. That is fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. That your life is impacting. Your life is producing results. To you first and to others. That is fruitfulness. Fruitfulness simply means there is an increment. There is multiplicity. There is advancement. That is fruitfulness. And every aspect of your life must be held fruitful. Because we have seen in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, that in Christ we are full, or we are all complete. We are complete. And Jesus paid every price on the cross. He paid. He said, Tetelestai, Teleo, it is finished. The price has been fully paid. The deal has been completed. So what else? What else? Do you know that sometimes when people are crying, do you know that God appears that it's like he doesn't know what else to do? Do you know that? He doesn't know what else to do. Because what should I do? Look, when you read Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3, Ephesians 1, 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Who has blessed us in the spiritual realm with every spiritual word. It means that every blessing that we need here on earth has been spiritually approved. It has been approved. Every blessing you need here on earth has been what? Spiritually approved. It has been paid for. It has been fully paid for. It has been released. Look, dollars that you are looking for, they are not in heaven. Pound sterling are not in heaven. The job you are looking for is not in heaven. Everything is here on earth. It is in the hands of men. It is in the hands of people. But you know, there are systems that influence. There are spirits that influence. That's why we pray. That's why we ask God for favor. That's why we ask for grace. That's why we ask for goodness and mercy. That is why we pray. We pray. We pray for the Spirit of God to clear the atmosphere, to touch people's hearts. The same Ephesians 1:3. When you read 2 Peter 1:3, 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Do you know what this knowledge of him means? You are supposed to know who you are in Christ. You are supposed to know what he has accomplished for you. And you are supposed to know what you have inherited. Like I preached yesterday, the three dreadful things that Satan doesn't want believers to know. Three dreadful things he doesn't want us to know. That is why he's occupying us with worldly things and with the problems of the world and the system of the world. That is why in our minds, we think there is a particular government, a particular so-and-so. It is only in this government tie that I can make it. It is only during so-and-so, my party tie. That's why Christians are even dying for their parties when they have never won one soul. When they cannot put the same energy in winning souls in talking about Christ. One woman was telling me that our for Jesus is always there. But my party is once in a while. So as for Jesus, is always there. I look at her, I say, and I've been watching her life. She's not a member of our church. I've been watching her life is going down, 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 down. She keeps on, her party is on power now. But I'm telling you, excuse me to say, she has started cursing her own president. She's cursing her own president. She has regretted so and so and this. And when she called me, she will start insulting her. I say, please stop that. Tell me what you want to tell me. She wants me to help her. But you say it's your party. You were going from place. I am not saying don't belong to a party. I'm not saying don't campaign for your party. No, that's not what I'm saying. But listen to me. There is a system. I know somebody whose own brother became a minister. If you see the shoe he was wearing to church. If you see, one day I said, my brother, he came to me that I should help him if I have a shoe. I said, but your brother is a minister. He said, pastor, please don't talk. My brother doesn't want to look into the face of any member of the family. Only the wife and children. It was after the brother's party was voted out. In fact, when the brother was voted out, one day, the brother called him and said, please forgive me. I don't know why I didn't remember you. Up to today, I can't tell why I didn't help you. I cannot tell. Look, spirits are controlling them when they are there. They are under an influence. Who told you that your brother is so and so? And so it is automatic. It is not. That is why we are to pray. That is why we are hot to pray. There are three dreadful things that Satan fears. He fears the knowledge of you, knowing what Jesus has actually accomplished on the cross. He doesn't want us to understand it. Because the moment you come to know that everything has been paid for, hey! Look, right now, as I sit down here, when I woke up today, do you know the first thing that came into my mind? It is as if Satan doesn't exist. I'm telling you, it's like rubbishing. I mean, rubbishing. Throw him away. I mean, he shouldn't become a concern. They should not become a concern now. At least that's my level now. That is my level. That's where God is bringing me. Ah. He doesn't want you to know that. He wants you to continue to live in fear. He wants you to continue to praise him. Number two, he dreads you having the knowledge of who you are. Who you are. Hey, who you are. Yesterday, I forgot in my preaching to mention what we are. Let me tell you, you are the light. You are the salt. You are the solution. You are an intercessor. Look, in your family, in that neighborhood, in that office, any good thing that will happen there, look, you are a gateway. You are a door. You have been made to stand against evil in that company. You have been made to stand against evil in that family. You have been made to stand against evil in that neighborhood. You have been made to bring a change. You have been made to stop all evil. And you have been made to become a door for good to happen. Yes. Any neighborhood I have lived, by the grace of God, I have changed the place. I'm telling you. God has used me to change the place. We walk around in the night. We'll be speaking to the place. We will identify any spirit that dwells there by the lifestyles of the people. That's how you know the spirit that controls there. The other day, we were going to a wedding somewhere. I won't mention, we got to a suburb of Accra. And I was being told that this place, the whole Accra, this is the headquarters of homosexuality, lesbianism. This is the headquarters. I said, what? I said, this is the headquarters. Pastor, I said, this is the headquarters. Meanwhile, you see churches. You see assemblies of God. Pentecost. All the churches, they are around. Do you know why? The churches there have not been able to conquer that spirit. I'm telling you. That's why that place is there. The churches have not been able to conquer the principality there. Look, listen to me. It will still be there. It will still be there, but it will be limited. Look, wherever you are, some evil and bad will still be around, but it will be all limited because you are around. That is why we are still here on earth. You are a gateway. You are an intercessor. You are a power. You are the one to decide. You are the decider. I am telling you. I am not saying that go and stand before the company. Before, look, me, I am. No. You decide in your bedroom. You decide in your office, in your own office, if you are alone. When no one, you should control. You should create the atmosphere. Create the atmosphere. I live in the house where when you live, you don't bring forth. You live. You don't live there as a couple. You don't live there as a married couple. You don't live there. Anything you send there, you live there empty-handed. We met a man. Understand that a burger. He was living in Germany. He had 4 cars. But when we got there, they were left with 2. They say he had 4 cars. He came there to that house before. 4 cars. 4 cars. Do you know how he left? He ran away from the wife. In fact, he took my yeye bag. In fact, the wife left him. And then he one day too, he ran away after selling the poor. You live there poor. We went there with nothing. The first day that we entered that house, that room, we put Gladys cloth on the ground and we slept. We slept on the bare floor because we had nothing. But in that house, they say you don't bring forth. In that house, we had our first child. In that house, we had everything that a young man should start life with. The day we were leaving that house after staying there for 6 years, when the landlady would come and knock at my door and say, I beg you, when are you leaving? When are you leaving? Even though I want to be free. Because the landlady was the witch queen over the whole area. And since I got there, she can't operate. Beloved, that's who you are. That is what you are. And the devil doesn't want you to know. And the next thing that he dreads is that he dreads you knowing what you have inherited. What you have inherited. He doesn't want you to know what you have inherited. Because the moment you get to know who you are, what he has accomplished for you on the cross, and what you have inherited, Satan's hold on you is broken. His hold on you is what? Is broken. His hold on you is what? Is broken. Look, I have prayed for people. Look, an HIV patient from one of our neighboring countries who came here to study. Yes, in the church. One day after church, this beautiful lady just came to me. Say, Pastor, I want to show you a document. When I started reading, I can't read the thing. I don't understand the medical whatever because it is in their language. Say, Pastor, I am living with HIV for 10 years now. I say, what? What are you telling me? Say, I've been living with HIV for 10 years now. Pastor, something just pushed me to go and tell this pastor. I've never said this to anybody. Look at me. Men want to marry me, but I'm resisting them because I know what I'm carrying. Pastor, I can die anytime. I say, you will not die. I bless communion for her. I started visiting her. I bless communion for her. We became very close. Praying for her, taking her to Atumota Forest, encouraging her, so, so, and so. What am I saying today? She is married and has two children. She is married to a man of God, has six children. The HIV has disappeared in her system. She is completely HIV free and married with two children and involved in business. Top business in her country. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What is the doctor's report? You accept it. You accept it. Yes, doctors are good. They are supposed to tell us what they have found. But that is not the end. I am telling you. Doctor's report is not the end. There is something greater than the doctor's report. There is something beyond that the doctors cannot see. There is something beyond that the machines cannot see. The word of God is supreme. We are commanding our fruitfulness. Say, Lord, I thank you for commanding me to be fruitful. Lord, I thank you for commanding me to be fruitful. I thank you for commanding me. Begin to pray right now. Lord, I thank you for commanding me. I thank you for commanding me to be fruitful. The Lord has commanded 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 me to be fruitful. Lord, I thank you for the command to be fruitful. I thank you for the command. We are praying right now. Begin to pray. I thank you for the command to be fruitful. I thank you for the command to be fruitful. I thank you for the command to be fruitful. I thank you for the command to be fruitful. I thank you for the command to be fruitful. I thank you for the command to be fruitful. I thank you for the command to be productive. I thank you for the command to be productive. I thank you for the command to be productive. I thank you for the command to be productive. I thank you for the command to be productive. I welcome your command. Let's begin to welcome the command. I welcome your 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 command to be fruitful. I welcome God's command to be fruitful. I welcome God's command to be fruitful. I welcome God's command to be fruitful. I welcome, I welcome. I welcome, I welcome, I welcome.
I welcome God's command to be fruitful.
I welcome your command. 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 I welcome your command to be fruitful.
Ratakusaka. I welcome your command. I welcome your command.
I welcome your command. I welcome your command. I welcome your command. I welcome your command. I welcome your command. I welcome your command. I welcome your command. I welcome your command to be fruitful. 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 I welcome your command to be fruitful.
I welcome your command to be fruitful. I welcome your command to be fruitful. Thank you for this command. I thank you for this command.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you
for this command.
I thank you for this command. I thank you for this command. I thank you for this command. I thank you for this command. I thank you for this command. I thank you for this command. I thank you for this command. I thank you for this command. I welcome your command to be fruitful. I welcome your command to be fruitful.
I welcome your command to be fruitful.
I welcome your command to be fruitful. I welcome your command to be fruitful. I welcome your command to be fruitful. I welcome your command to be fruitful. I welcome your command to be fruitful.
I welcome your command to be fruitful.
I welcome your command to be fruitful. I welcome your command to be fruitful. I welcome your command to be fruitful. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now we are launching into the prayer for the next 15 minutes. We are going to declare, I am fruitful. I must be fruitful. I am fruitful in this area. My so-and-so must be fruitful. Do you know yesterday when Papa Autry was giving the benediction, he wasn't the one. An angel was standing in him. Look at the words. Look at the words. Say, listen to the words. Sorry. Listen to the words. I don't know what. Look, please. We should be listening. Listening and seeing. These two things, we must develop them. Otherwise, you will miss your blessings. Listening physically and spiritually. Discernment. Look, when this man was declaring, I just saw an angel standing in him. And I was watching. I was watching. Look, I can't hear his voice, but I was hearing the angel. Look at what he said. Wherever you enter, wherever you go, any evil that is happening there must stop. Did you hear that?
Any evil that is happening there must stop.
That is the confirmation of the message of who you are. That is who you are. That is what you carry. Not only pastors or prophets. Every child of God, you are a gateway. You are a gateway to disallow and to allow. That's why the Bible says, whatever you bind here on earth is bound in heaven. It is all, not only with your mouth, but the aura you carry. The aura you carry. I've entered into places and they've told me what happened. I've visited people in their shops. I've gone to certain offices and they told me, Yesterday, somebody was giving me a testimony. I went and dedicated somebody's big company. Dawenya. Is it Dawenya? Boom. 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 Last week. And the person came to see myself and my wife. It was the sister's company. He said, Pastor, ever since you came, hey, some people are resigning. Some wicked people are resigning. We opened something, and what we saw, a huge wall gecko that we have never seen before. That, how did the thing enter there? And we kill it. Things are just, showing. Some people, a man tried to enter the place, he fell down. He fell down. He said, I can't enter this place again. He fell down. He fell down. You see, don't say, hey, this pastor is power. It is because I know what I carry. You should also know and practice it. Yes. Practice it and live a righteous life. Live and please God. Then that power, you are walking with it. Say, I declare.
That I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am
I am productive. I am fruitful. My life is producing results. My life is making impact. Wherever I am, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. In Jesus' mighty, you know, that was the reason why I went and sow a seed into that benediction. Because of what I saw. The words. I have to play the message again and listen to the benediction again. I have to go to the Facebook and play that and listen to that benediction again. He didn't speak by himself. And after church, he called me. He said, the service, the things he was seeing whilst I was preaching. The service. My son, congratulations. Continue. I am praying for you.
Amen.
And started blessing me.
Amen.
Please prepare yourself to receive from God. Prepare your heart. Prepare. Be alert. Catch things quickly. Don't be there for your friend, your husband, your sister. You are alone. You are going to heaven alone. That day when the rapture takes place, you won't see anybody flying with you. You alone. You appear before God alone, alone. It is only when we enter heaven. Because that place is a city. That's when we will see each other. But on the way there, you don't see anybody. So start it here. Even though, yes, don't let your husband, your wife, your pastor, anybody prevent you. Don't let any situation prevent you from God. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus.
I declare that I mention your name. I am productive. I am fruitful. That power is now dwelling in me. me. It's not dwelling in me. It's not dwelling in me. So I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
Where people cannot make it, I am making it.
I am making it.
I am making it. The grounds that are not productive
to people,
they are productive for me. They are productive for me. They are productive for me. Where my shop is located, where my office is located,
where my business is located,
it is fruitful. I declare it is fruitful
because
I am fruitful. So I am there with my fruitfulness. I command that ground to be fruitful.
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 I am carrying
fruitfulness.
I am carrying the power of fruitfulness.
I am carrying
the power of productivity.
Therefore,
wherever I step,
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am productive.
I am productive.
My business is productive.
My business is productive. My investment is productive.
My career is productive.
My career is productive.
My marriage is productive.
My marriage.
My social life is productive.
My finances are productive.
My finances are productive.
My finances are productive.
My health is productive.
My
body is productive.
My
home is productive.
Where my house is
located is productive.
The house where I live,
I am productive.
I am productive.
I am productive.
The community I live,
I am productive.
I am productive.
I am productive.
I am productive.
In this office,
I am productive.
In this office,
I am productive.
In this office,
I am productive.
In this town,
I am productive.
In this town.
I am productive.
In this town,
I am productive.
In this town,
I am productive.
In this town,
I am productive.
In this village,
I am productive.
In this village,
I am fruitful.
In this city,
I am productive.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
In this city,
I am
making your city right now.
In this city
of Accra.
In this city
of Accra.
In this neighborhood.
In this neighborhood.
In this house,
where I live,
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
Everyone
I am productive.
Productive.
I am fruitful.
We are productive.
Everything must work
everything
for
must
me.
Work
everything
for me.
Must work for me.
Because the power
that produces
water from the rock is now dwelling in me.
It's not dwelling in me.
It's not dwelling in me.
It's not dwelling in me.
The resurrection power that brought my Jesus to life
is not dwelling in me.
It's not dwelling in me.
It's not dwelling in me.
According to Romans chapter 8, verse 11,
that power is in me.
That power is in me.
The Holy Ghost power is in me.
So I am productive.
So I am fruitful.
In this city,
in this neighborhood,
in this country,
mention your country.
Mention your country.
Mention your country.
I am productive.
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 I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am fertile.
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 My life is producing results. My life is producing result. 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 My investment is producing result. I declare I am productive. I am productive. I am productive. I am fruitful. Let's continue. I am productive. I am fruitful. I am productive in this city, in this town, in this village. Mention them in this neighborhood, in this neighborhood, in this country. In this country, in this office, in this office, in this office, in this office, in this company, in this company, in this company, I am fruitful. I am productive. 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 Declare, 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 declare. Reketeke bara, iprotokara, ipeketeke bara, ipeleketeke bara, ipeleketokara, mazeketeke bara, iprokotokara, White people cannot make it. I am making it. Like Israel. Like Israel. A nation on a rock. A nation on the mountain is feeding the whole world. 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 A nation on the rock. Just because of the word of God. Because of the word of God. Because the word has commanded. Because the word has commanded those rocks to be fertile. Those rocks to be fertile. Those rocks to produce water. Therefore, I declare and decree, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. Where people cannot make it, I am making it. What doesn't work for people is working for me. It is working for me. It is working for me. It must work for me. Because the power that produces productivity is living in me. The power that brought out water from the rock is now living in me. It's now living in me. It's now living in me. Nothing is living outside of me. All the power is now living in me. It is now living in me. It is now living in me. It is now living in me. Therefore, I am fruitful. My womb is fruitful at whatever age. According to Psalm 92 from verse 12, the righteous will flourish. The righteous will flourish. The righteous will flourish. The righteous will bear fruit like a palm tree, even in their old age. Psalm 92, verse 12 to 14. No matter my age, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. According to the word of God, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. My womb is fruitful. My body is fruitful. I am fruitful. My marriage is fruitful. My home is fruitful. It's productive. It's productive. It's productive. Hey, kata, 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 kata. It is working. Reketeketeke bara. Ipeketeke bara. Declare this day is fruitful. This day, let the sun, the moon, the stars produce. Yes, align, 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 obey. Let all the elements of creation obey the voice of God. Obey the voice of God. Align yourself. Let this day, today, Monday, the fifth day of June, 2023, obey, 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 obey. Let the 12 hours of the day and 12 hours of the night, obey, obey this declaration and produce fruitfulness, produce productivity, produce fruitfulness, produce result. Let this day produce result, produce result, produce testimonies, amazing testimonies, living testimonies, produce, produce, produce in my life, produce, 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 align to the words, align to the declaration. Align, 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 align. And let this week be productive. Let this week be productive. Let this week be productive. Let this day, let this hour be productive. Let this week be productive. Let this week be fruitful. Let everything work according to the declarations in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare and decree everything, every area of my life is fruitful. It's fruitful, it's fruitful, it's fruitful, it's productive, it's productive, it's productive. Let the elements of creation, yes, let the elements of creation align, 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 align. In Jesus' mighty name. Enjoy a productive day. Enjoy a fruitful day. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is how far the Lord has brought us. I want to say, I should have said it yesterday, I want to thank you so much for the way you celebrated our 33rd wedding anniversary. The messages, Facebook, all over the place. That is the first time. May the Lord bless you. As you have celebrated us, may the Lord celebrate you.
Amen.
I end by declaring that let God give you a testimony that will make you a by force witness.
Amen.
A testimony that will make you a by force witness.
Amen.
A testimony that will cause you just to begin to tell people about Christ,
yes,
and about
Lord.
God.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Is your testimony.
Amen.
From today, That is your testimony from today. 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 Be conscious of what is going on around you. Be conscious of how things are turning. Be conscious and give glory to God. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called among those who are fruitful and productive,
your name and my name shall never be missed.
And I see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to you and it is happening to me.
Shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.